Carrie Nation launched her attack against alcohol in the early 1900s from her home in Medicine Lodge. But with all the changes to state law surrounding liquor, what would a hatchet-toting temperance crusader think now? Becky Tanner has more in this month's Hidden Kansas.
On a hot afternoon, beer splashes into a frosty mug at Buster's in Sun City, a Barber County saloon that advertises it's been pouring beer since 1946. Beer flows from taps throughout all of Kansas now, including Barber County. It's a far cry from how Carrie A. Nation, also known as your loving home defender, left things more than a century ago.
She'd be horrified.
That's Ginger Gehring, executive director and manager of the Medicine Lodge Stockade Museum and Carrie Nation Home.
Well, when I bring people through the house to tour, I mean, we always start right here. You know, this was a welcoming room.
An adjoining room contains a life-size portrait of Carrie and her writing desk. Still another room contains one of the three hatchets she nicknamed Faith, Hope, and Charity. Carrie Nation helped make Kansas famous. She championed women's rights and spoke out against wearing corsets and short skirts. She not only admonished people not to drink alcohol, but also coffee and tea. She was headstrong, opinionated, and wasn't afraid to carry a hatchet into a saloon and perform hatchetations, the term used to describe how she could wreck a perfectly good bar.
I've always been told that Carrie was in Medicine Lodge before she actually was involved in temperance. Carrie had been in Texas with her husband David Nation, and he basically got run out of Texas after failing in the farming business. Carrie thankfully had the skills to run a hotel, and she owned a hotel and was very successful at that.
In 1887, Carrie Nation swapped her hotel in Texas with a man who owned 425 acres and a house in Medicine Lodge. David worked as the minister of the local Christian church. She was the organist.
He was just not much of a preacher. And so he was fired from the church.
Carrie Nation then became active in the Women's Christian Temperance Union, also known as the WCTU. In 1881, Kansas would become the first state to constitutionally prohibit the manufacture and sale of alcohol, and the last to repeal it in 1948. In the decades since, beer and hard liquor have returned to almost all areas of Kansas. And yet, Carrie Nation's presence, all these years later, is still wrapped into not only the history and legacy of the dark red hills of Barber County, but Kansas. For The Range, I'm Becky Tanner.
The Prohibition Blues. I got the Prohibition Blues.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.